Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. We've got these very windy and slightly rainy conditions still with us. Let's get the latest from the AccuWeather forecast. Here's Carrie Schwindenhammer.
Yeah, we're going to be still seeing some of those wind gusts in the 35 to 40 mile per hour range through the rest of the afternoon here and into early tonight. But the wind will subside tonight, that rain continuing on and off throughout the day into the night tonight and even tomorrow as well. But I want to stress that the biggest impact this afternoon is probably going to be that significant coastal flooding and beach erosion as well in some areas, especially from central Jersey on south, but pretty much anywhere along the Jersey coast and even on the eastern Long Island. There is a coastal flood warning in effect through 8 p.m. this evening for much of the area. Back to you.
Meteorologist Carrie Schwindenhammer with our AccuWeather forecast. All 20 living Israeli hostages have now been released by Hamas, and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners have been released by Israel as part of the ceasefire agreement in Gaza. President Trump, in Israel earlier today, addressed Israel's parliament.
After so many years of unceasing war and endless danger, today the skies are calm, the guns are silent, the sirens are still, and the sun rises on a holy land that is finally at peace, a land and a region that will live, God willing, in peace for all eternity.
President Trump has now arrived in Egypt for a summit with nearly two dozen countries on the future of Gaza. And since the ceasefire began last week, thousands of people have returned to their homes in Gaza, and crowds are celebrating in Tel Aviv. Our Marla Diamond is speaking with New Yorkers about the peace deal.
Immense joy and relief being felt here in the region with the largest Jewish population outside of Israel. But on Long Island, AJC Regional Director Eric Post is also thinking of the family of Omer Nitra.
His body is still waiting to be returned. We cling to hope, and we're pleased to see what happened, but there are 28 deceased hostages that were waiting to come back.
Eric Goldstein, president of the UJA Federation of New York, said it's the first step toward what Israel hopes can be a lasting peace.
Of course there's worry. There's still a lot of uncertainty ahead about even how the next stages of an agreement will play out.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A stabbing overnight in Crown Heights, Brooklyn has left a 56-year-old man dead. About 3:15 this morning, police responded to a call for assistance at 206 Troy Avenue and found the 56-year-old with multiple stab wounds. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say there have been no arrests and the investigation is ongoing. The city's emergency medical service workers are asking New Yorkers to hashtag stand with EMS on social media to bring attention to the pay disparities for their workers. The local EMS union, which represents emergency medical technicians, paramedics, and fire inspectors, say medical first responders are paid less per hour than babysitters or dog walkers in New York City. The union says an FDNY EMT's take-home pay to start is $25,332. that's less than half the city's average cost of living. Oren Barzilay is the president of EMS Local 2507.
We know we're not going to be rich from this job. We're not asking to be millionaires. We're asking for livable wages. And $18 an hour is not going to fix it.
Union leaders say because of the pay gap, they expect more than 1,500 members will leave the job within the next 12 months. We've reached out to the FDNY for comment and are waiting for a response. A 70-year-old woman is recovering today after losing consciousness behind the wheel and causing a six-car crash in Suffolk County yesterday. Suffolk County police say it happened in Huntington Station. The woman was driving a Lexus on West Pulaski Road just before 1 p.m. Sunday when she suffered some kind of medical emergency. She sideswiped a Nissan sedan, causing a chain reaction that saw the Nissan hit two parked vehicles and the Lexus hit another two parked cars. The woman, the driver of the Lexus, was taken to South Shore University Hospital for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the Nissan was not injured. Tonight, Attorney General Letitia James will make her first public appearance since being indicted at a rally for mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani. James is expected to use the event to hit back at President Trump and show support for Mamdani's push for what he calls a more affordable, inclusive New York City. The attorney general is currently facing federal charges of bank fraud and making false statements, charges secured by Trump-appointed prosecutor Lindsey Halligan. They came after the president demanded the Department of Justice take more aggressive actions to prosecute his political enemies. That rally will take place in Washington Heights later this evening. A man groped a woman on the subway, then punched her when she fought back. Now the NYPD is asking for your help identifying him. It happened around 2 in the afternoon on Saturday at the Canal Street station. That's when the 37-year-old woman was walking up the stairs after getting off the A train when the man grabbed her, hit her in the face, and ran off. Police have released photos of the suspect on Crime Stoppers' X page.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.